Mick's and McDonald?
You know, Mickey Mac, it's kind of awesome to see the smile. He walked into my office today. You know, he's worked really hard to get where he's at. You know, to have an opportunity to welcome him to the big leagues. Another first-timer. Really excited for the kid.
Just being able to get Puck back in here and just kind of trying to maybe integrate him back
to the bullpen. Yeah, AJ's been able to, you know, continue throwing. So even though he's been out for 5 days, my thoughts and ideals for him today are to get him back out on that mound and use him when the opportunity arises to give us a chance to win. And so he's definitely available.
He's going to stay definitely in the pen, or you have any plans to stretch him out or maybe make him a starter down the road?
You know, we really haven't gotten that far. I think utilizing him out of the pen right now, you know, he's had a couple good outings contributing to our team's success. So, you know, we don't have a definite, we want to stretch him out. But, again, we talk about our relievers being able to go one plus. AJ is another guy that can fill that role, and we'll see how things transpire and go forward.
Smith is crazy, primary
third base. Other guys. You know, we probably will use other guys there right now. Sheldon, obviously, you know, has been in there the last two. He'll be there today and yesterday, and comfortable with Sheldon at third base. He's played a lot of third base, so. But yeah, again, we look at our roster as flexible and as versatile, and I wouldn't say that there's one set position player that, you know, can't play different positions.
Is McDonald an option at all for you over there? He's played a little bit at third.
He started last night at third in Vegas, and I think he had one other start in Vegas there this year. I would say Mickey's probably more of an emergency there. You know, I like him in the outfield. I like what I saw in spring training from him. I think he's an above average defender. He's got some good speed. And, you know, I think Mickey fills a role off the bench for us right now that we can utilize.
If it's right in your wheelhouse, gets on base a lot, with speed, can play multiple positions.
Yeah, he does. And, again, development staff is really high on Mickey. You know, he's a well-rounded baseball player. I think you'll see that if we get a chance to get him in there. You described it really well. He's a well-rounded baseball player. Well, I wouldn't say that it's too early to talk about where we're at. I like where we're at as a team in the direction we're going. As I say and talk about a lot, these guys are building their identity, and it's always nice to have the success that's come early to build that confidence. And you know, we're going to continue to prepare every day to win the day. And so far, we've done a good job at that, staying focused on the day.
You probably look at some of these games, like you were talking the other day about manager, you know, like losing. It's a different feeling compared to a player or coach. But if you look at some of these losses and say, you know, they could have been wins. Could have been
I think we look at each day and assess, you know, our decision making. We assess our opportunity to win, and we like to look back and think that we've given ourselves that chance every day. You feel good about that, but obviously there's going to be days when you get beat, and you know, you move forward. So I don't want to look back and say we should be better than we are, or you know, or we're not that great. I think it's just focusing again on how we prepare for the day. If we prepare well and we play clean and we get beat, you know, to me, there's a lot of positives in that.
Do you
Yeah, Betancourt is today at his original position in baseball, catching. Did he do a lot of catching for you in spring training?
He did, yeah. Betancourt did a lot of catching for us. You know, it's his first start for us behind the plate today. I liked what I saw in spring training from him. Again, he's a player that's matured really nicely. I think his time in Korea, coming back here, I can really see a difference in his approach and in his hitting. And again, I think every player develops and comes into themselves at different stages in their career, and I really think he's at a point where he's coming to himself, and it's good to see him. I'm happy for him because that word, again, I'll use a lot, that you know, is that grit, and he's really about that. I mean, he's really had a grinding journey to get where he's at, and it's I'm happy for him. No, Noisy already volunteered for emergency pitching. And if I could come out there, I still am interested in pitching a game in the big leagues. Like, let's go. Can we do that? But no, I think we might have a few options. I think guys would be excited to get out there, and hopefully that doesn't happen this year. Matt?
Let's talk a little bit about just the decision. After you went out and talked to her yesterday and like, had the conversation with her last night, when you're thinking in that moment, are you thinking at all ahead just about like,
yeah, I think you factor in all the decisions. I think you factor in that, you know, we had some guys that weren't available last night in the bullpen, how we were going to shorten the game and get, you know, the maximum amount of efficiency from Cole. You look at Cole's previous two outings where I walked out and took the ball from him. Even though that in my mind they were still successful outings, it wasn't the best result of you know walking off that mound and giving up a two-run homer. But allowing him to go through that last night, I felt confident in Cole in that situation to go get that out and walking off there with that feeling of giving his team an opportunity to win and having a chance for him to get a win as an individual, you know, I felt good about that.
Is it tough at all to send out a guy right
after? Yeah. You know, Zach's got a future here. I was impressed with how he handled the role last night. He's a starter. And so coming into that game in that situation, it was a really good matchup for Zach. And he went out and performed and, you know, gave us that opportunity and gave himself an opportunity to get a W. And it was a great moment last night. We shared it together. Gave him a really nice bottle of wine and congratulated him for his first win. And then said, hey, go to Vegas and you know, go start and you know, continue to build off that success. And, Pallmeyer. That's a really nice follow. I like Pallmeyer myself. So, yeah. Fortunately, I had a bottle to spare.
What have you thought just of Stephen Vogt's presence, both on the field and obviously about working with younger guys? I know you kind of talked about that when you first signed. But
yeah.
Kind of
soon. Well, I always, my good friend Craig Council and I, I've always talked about Steven as the Knicks Brewers manager, so it's nice to have a leader in there that really understands you know, the word team, helps, you know, in conversations with young guys and even with veterans. He's a guy that I think has enjoyed successes, enjoyed trials and tribulations through his career that he's learned from and really matured from, and so it's as a manager a very comfortable you know, rewarding feeling when you have someone like that in that room, you know, helping lead. Well, yeah, maybe. I mean, he was there in 18, so. Craig and I joke about that. I don't know where it came from. It came from Counts. So, hey, he's the one that told me. This guy's the next Brewers manager. So,
Mark, with the schedule so compressed this year and seeing that you guys move the game up today because of the weather, do you think this is something that baseball should be continuing to take a look at, given you see it in other sports where they make adjustments to the weather to get games in and you don't have to be down the road?
Yeah, you know, Vince, I mean, obviously I don't have a decision in that process, but I think this was a great decision made to, as you say, to get this, to ensure that we got this game in. Tomorrow's a game that's in question as well. So losing two games in a season that's already compressed, and we've already gotten three doubleheaders on the schedule because of the week we missed, this is, I think, a great idea. Going forward, it is a disruption to the fans, and that's something we have to be aware of. They buy tickets at certain game times, and they're coming and set their schedules, so this is adjustment, and I think that we're going to make, adjustments as well for them, right? But in terms of the grind and the wear and tear and playing doubleheaders and having those eliminated because we're addressing the issue and getting this game in, I think it was a good decision.
You know this outfield as well as anybody, and Pache put on quite a show last night. What will it be like for him where it's just not his talent, but it's his comfort? He knows a lot about how to play hitters and play angles even more. What will that look like?
Well, I don't know if he can get any better out there. I mean, I think he's done a great job. And for me, I am slightly jealous because I used to think I could patrol that pretty good, but that's nowhere near what I think he can do.
What does he do?
He's got speed, obviously. He runs good angles at balls, takes good routes. His first step seems to be great. He plays a shallow center field like Andrew did, and his instincts out there are really good. We do preparation in terms of positioning, and I didn't have that. I had to learn the league when I broke in. Now we have so much data and so much information, we can help put him in the right spots, or at least what we feel is the best chance for him to make plays.
But it seemed like he recognized last night this is a place where, at least at night, the ball doesn't carry that well, that he can play in a position that he's comfortable playing in and know that he's got the speed to go back. If the ball's going to hang up, he can get to it like he showed last night.
Yeah, for sure. We've talked to him about that. We know this ballpark is, at night, a difficult place to get it out in the middle of the diamond. And so he was aware that go after everything when it gets up in the air. And I would never doubt that he would. He goes after every ball with the intent to make a great play.
Is it disappointing playing for such a small crowd? I mean, that was the smallest in decades yesterday. And it's probably going to be smaller today with the time change.
Yeah, no, not at all. I mean, again, we focus on the game. We focus on our preparation to win each day. We are also aware that where we're at as a club, we need to go out and perform and play with a passion and an energy to incite, some curiosity and incite, people to be excited about our ball club.
So it sounds like you understand why the crowd count is small. I mean, it's like all the trades and ticket prices escalated.
I don't think that has anything to do with it, really. I think the fact that baseball right now, in terms of just the entertainment, attendance around the league has gone down. So our attendance in years past when I played here wasn't of that of the Dodgers or the Mets or the Yankees. So we really don't focus on that. We appreciate the fans that come and support us, and they've always come and support us, the loyal A's fans that were here when I played in 04, the right field, left field bleachers. But again, whether there's 5,000 or 50,000, it's not going to impact our effort and our energy and our passion to go play and win the day. So.
All right, thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Long one. You brought the puck back.